You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New unemployment figures released today show unemployment stays at record low levels. Economists have been saying for a while now that unemployment needs to go up to tackle inflation. But does it? I spoke to Professor Robert McCulloch, a professor of macroeconomics at the School of Business at the University of Auckland, about inflation and unemployment and the relationship between them. I started by asking him to go over the figures.
So it was announced that unemployment's risen from around 3.2 to 3.4%, and people are trying to figure out what are the economic implications of that increase. It's not a particularly large increase. It's only about 0.2%. So you wouldn't think that it had sort of profound implications. What it tends to suggest is that GDP has not been dropping, if at all, the last 6 months or so. There's a law we do in economics called Oken's Law, which says that when GDP falls, unemployment tends to go up. And so when you see deep recessions, unemployment tends to rise and GDP drops. So it's a very small increase in unemployment. Unemployment is near record lows in this country. So it tends to indicate that the economy is doing pretty well. It's nothing like the days after the oil shocks when unemployment started surging in New Zealand to almost double digit.
What are the main factors driving this record low unemployment?
The main factors that have been reported are flowing on from the pandemic, growing shortages of workers, not just skilled, unskilled labour throughout the country. Quite a few of those gaps appear to have been filled in the path through immigration, and now firms can't look overseas to hire workers. So the most famous example in the news have been seasonal workers and fruit pickers. So that connection between closed borders seems to have featured quite significantly in the news here. You would have thought that the pandemic was a negative shock to the country, and often during negative supply shocks like oil shocks, unemployment tends to go up. This is now currently, it's quite a deep topic in economics. So why hasn't unemployment risen more during this negative shock we've had? And one of the reasons seems to be folks are beginning to work from home. There's been a sort of labour shock where people have not maybe wanted to even work as hard as they were before. And there have been increased numbers of folks taking early retirement around the world. So that's a very unusual phenomenon. So that seems to have constrained the workforces in a lot of countries. And also to offset all the negative supply effects of the coronavirus. Of course, the government did very expansionary fiscal and monetary policy. So in economics, that means they spent and borrowed quite heavily. And also the Reserve Bank cut the official cash rate very close to zero, printed $50 billion of cash. So they tried to keep demand quite high, and that offset also some of the negative consequences of the pandemic. So there are quite a few factors maybe at play as to why unemployment is so low.
So economists have been saying that unemployment is too low, that it needs to rise to tackle inflation. What's the sort of theory behind this? Because it seems kind of unintuitive, because you normally think of high unemployment as being very bad. So why is low unemployment also bad?
Well, that's a great question. And I'm with you on that, in that unemployment's probably the single greatest source of human misery, coming at least from the economic perspective. It's the one thing that can go wrong that really causes a terrible sort of effects. However, Reserve Bank Governor said we need unemployment to go up. I need to engineer a recession. So that's unemployment going up, because I need to slow the economy and cause GDP to go down, unemployment to go up, to get inflation down. So unemployment's a bad thing, and it's a bit complicated, this, and when you study economics. If it's a bad thing, why would he want it to go up? Well, the answer is that inflation is also regarded as a bad thing. So you have two bads, unemployment and inflation. And the problem they've got is that there's a trade-off between the two. So they want to get inflation down. But to do that, they have to put up interest rates and possibly slow the economy, at which point unemployment starts rising. And the theory is it puts downward pressure on wages and prices. And eventually, the hope is you get back to a situation where both unemployment and inflation are low together.
Has there been much criticism of this theory within economics?
Well, yes, there has. And at the moment, you'll see that division playing out in this country on those folks who think the economy should be slowed very substantially and unemployment should go up a lot because inflation was the bigger evil. And those people are often called hawks. I'm more on the dove side of things, and doves like me are more, we talk this language of trying to engineer a soft landing, not throw the country into a recession. And folks like me have been arguing it would be better if the Reserve Bank did all it could to avoid a bad recession with unemployment going high, because it is a source of misery. And we'd like inflation brought down, but more gradually. So even if it takes another year or two for inflation to come down, that would be a better thing rather than risking terrible human misery with unemployment. So folks like me are advocating increases in the interest rate, but not as bigger ones as many other commentators are. So there's quite a lot of division there amongst economists.
If unemployment did go up, where would we tend to see these job losses concentrated? Which New Zealanders would we be imposing this misery on?
Well, in this country and around the world, the folks who bear most of the costs usually are the lower skilled, less skilled workers. That's typically, they're massively overrepresented in the unemployment numbers. So typically it is concentrated more amongst lower income folks.
And if workers have been negotiating higher pay amidst a cost of living crisis, doesn't that suggest that they need their wages to go up to meet expenses during this time?
Yeah, they do. That's called the wage price spiral. And that's the cycle that when prices go up, people want higher wages. And then when wages go up, firms put up their prices again. And it's that cycle which makes it hard to get rid of inflation. And the argument of the Reserve Bank is we have to engineer a recession. And it's quite unpleasant. They're really saying we have to break workers and say, well, you better not ask for a wage increase or we'll fire you. So they're wanting that discipline, if you like, of unemployment out there to make us all scared and be scared of going for a wage increase because we might lose our jobs.
There's also been wage stagnation for a number of decades now. This current little bout of wage growth, couldn't that be seen as correcting that?
Well, at the moment, it's only keeping up with inflation, with prices. And I think what you're getting into is the single greatest challenge for this country. We all want it to be a high-skill, high-wage economy. And so we want higher wages. And to do that, you need higher skills and more productivity. And we all want to be in that zone. But lurking under the surface in this country, there hasn't been a great upskilling of the workforce. So there's a view that if we want to get into that zone of high wages, we have to invest in our universities and in our schools. But at the moment, that's not what's going on. All that's going on is that prices have been going up and the same workers have just been trying to get higher wages. To get into that high wage zone, you need an upskilling and higher productivity.
Going back to inflation, I was just wondering, how effective would raising unemployment actually be in tackling inflation in the first place when the main international drivers of it, like the war in Ukraine or COVID after effects, seem to be far bigger and out of New Zealand's control?
Well, that's right. You know, this subject, as you're seeing, it's more difficult. Things may seem simple at one level, but the other level, it's an extremely difficult subject. And I think you're alluding to one of the most delicate issues at the moment in this country. And I concur with the theme of what you've got onto is that, look, the government itself and the Governor of the Reserve Bank have blamed overseas factors on inflation here. They said it's Putin's fault. It's the virus's fault. So if you start running this line, it's all because of overseas factors. well, then it's out of our control. But now, as you observe, suddenly, no, the Reserve Bank said, actually, it's within our control. It's very much within our control. We're going to hike interest rates, and we have the power to do that, cause more unemployment and get inflation down. So there is a contradiction there, I think you've got onto, that suddenly they're saying it is within their control, but at the same time, the government's arguing it's out of their control. So which is it? Well, in a way, I think the answer is that it always was within their control, in the sense that inflation never needed to go this high. Back in 2021, had they reacted much quicker when price pressures were increasing, they could have kept inflation at a much lower level than it is. So many of us in the econ profession blame over-expansionary fiscal and monetary policy from the Reserve Bank of exacerbating inflation. And we think that's been a large part of the cause. And folks like me were saying that from the start, they're exaggerating the external factors, and they could have kept it within the powers that they have here to keep inflation going up. But I agree with you. They've run a line that it's all due to overseas factors. Well, you know, it doesn't really add up. Now they're suddenly saying it's all within their control. They can drive up unemployment and get it down. So which is it?
Are there any other less blunt tools available to the government or to the Reserve Bank to tackle inflation?
Well, some have been advocated and they've been in the news. It is a subject that's been debated for decades in economics. Even in this country in the late 70s, there was a Prime Minister, Sir Rob Muldoon, who implemented something called a wage and price freeze, and he simply made it illegal for businesses to put up their prices and for workers to go for higher wages. So that's called an incomes policy, and you know, sometimes governments have legislated to get rid of inflation that way. And there have been arguments that are still going on as to how successful some of those policies may be. David Parker, who for a while, I think he was the finance spokesperson for Cunliffe when he was trying to be Prime Minister. And David Parker has advocated, at the time he advocated, didn't really get off the ground, a variable savings rate tool. He wanted, with the KiwiSaver accounts, that if there was inflation, so people were maybe spending too much, that they could increase the rate of contributions to KiwiSaver accounts. So you would spend less and save more at times when inflation was going up. So there are other tools out there, and there is a debate. But most governments around the world have converged on doing it pretty similarly to how the RBNZ does it through the official cash rate.
That was Professor Robert McCulloch talking about the labour market, inflation, and whether unemployment really needs to go up to tackle inflation or if there is another way.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.